just wanted to share just a short thing here. In John, in all four Gospels, you can say the epistle or the Gospel ends on an even chapter. Matthew 28, go ye therefore. Mark 16, these things accompany those that believe in me. And then finally, Luke 24, the things concerning himself he revealed to them and opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And here at this chapter 20, we have him revealing himself to the various disciples we had at the beginning. And then it says at the end of the chapter, many other things that Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing ye might have life through his name. So chapter 20 comes along. The epistle is over. A postscriptum. Our life is over. Let's just say our life is over. We feel we failed and our life is over. God gives a postscriptum. It's not accidentary to the message. It's additional to the message. But instead of chapter 20 ending the story, he ends in chapter 21. And it's Peter. Peter saying to his brethren, I'm going fishing. I'm going back to what I used to know because that's what makes the money. No, that's not it. You don't even find enough food to light a fire. So that's it. So then the Lord says, have you anything? I provided everything here for you. You have nothing. So the cast on the right side. Here it is. I provided even the fish that you caught in your net. So not only do I have fish here, but I have enough for you to take home to each of your families and enjoy a few meals for the next few days. And then finally, we have Peter being restored publicly with a beautiful thing. And then the Lord saying at the end of it, follow me. And that wasn't enough. And he says again, follow thou me. So to keep our eyes, like we've been saying, fixed on the Lord. But just as I said, the four Gospels ended in an even note. And on the odd note, we have John 21, a beautiful story of restoration, complete before the brethren, before the Lord, and then even publicly in the word that we can read it today, that God is not done with his people just because they fail. And if I can say this prophetically, God is not done with his earthly people. Just as unfaithful in how they've denied him and gone after other gods as it was in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, where they'd failed him and he'd cast them away for a time, he's not done with them. He wasn't done with Peter. He's not done with his erring earthly people. He's not done with his church. He's not done with the assembly. As it stands is the testimony to the sufficiency of his name till I come. Then he has no need for testimony anymore because he's there publicly in the midst of his own, glorified and able to enjoy fellowship with that restored company, be it the church, be it Peter, be it the people of earthly people, the people of Israel. God loves to be in the midst of his restored people.